Chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12 is where we're at. We'll start reading in verse 21. Everybody's found their place. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of this house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptian, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. Let's go to the Lord in prayer again. Lord, we are so thankful for all that you do for us. Lord, I'm thankful for this time that we have to come together tonight. I'm thankful for each one that's here. Lord, I'm so thankful for your word. I'm thankful for this this passage that we're going to read and study about tonight. Lord, I'm thankful for the blood of the Lamb. I'm thankful for the sacrifice, Lord, that Jesus made for us. Lord, we thank you for all that you do for our church and our church families, Lord, and we have so many things to pray for and so many things, Lord, that are on our minds and our hearts. And just help us tonight as we look at these verses, Lord, that they would help us. Just help us to draw closer to you, Lord, and help us to reach others for you. Lord, we're just, again, thankful for all our many blessings. Just please forgive me my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So you know the last lesson we were looking at, and we've kind of been we've looked at this. The plagues were upon Egypt, right? So they'd been seeing these plagues, and I don't know if everybody remembers what plagues that we were looking at. So I was just going to go through those real quickly. But the first plague, the Nile River and all fresh water turned to blood. The second plague was the plague of the frogs. The third plague was the lice. The fourth plague was the flies. And the fifth plague was the cattle disease. And the sixth plague was the boils. Seventh plague was hail mixed with fire. Eighth plague was locusts. And the ninth plague was darkness. And now we're on to the tenth plague. And so the tenth plague is what we're going to be seeing here is going to be the Passover, right? So we see the Passover at this point. And so he's given some direction, and he's given some very specific directions, right, for the Israelites here. So, you know, I was kind of thinking about this and thinking about these directions that were given as we're looking at what he says to do. And it says, ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. So we see some directions, some instructions there, right? So they're very specific instructions. So what if you don't follow one of these instructions, right? So one of these instructions in this case, if you didn't follow the instructions, then it wouldn't pass by, right? So somebody is going to die. Right, so it's very important, very specific, very much so that we need to follow, that they needed to follow these instructions. And, you know, I was kind of thinking about things, you know, a lot of times we look at people that are, you know, maybe kind of being accountable to one another and things like that. And I was thinking, well, can you imagine maybe what this might have been like? So, like, here was the instructions. Can you imagine if potentially the husband or maybe whoever would have been maybe the leader in the household was doing what they should do? They're following the instructions, and somebody's behind them saying, hey, did you do that right? Right? Did you get the lintel? Did you get both side posts? Like, it's very important, because if you don't, you know, someone's going to die tonight. Right? So it was very important that they follow instructions, and you know that this had to be happening. And I just kind of think about that from time to time, where we all kind of, you know, from time to time, and not in a bad way, but in a good way, you know, want to try to hold each other accountable, so to speak, as far as making sure, hey, let's make sure we get things right. Let's make sure we do things right. And it definitely was important for them to do things right here. But we also see that there's something very, very important in which lamb that was chosen too, right? So it wasn't just any lamb, right? It had to be a lamb without blemish. But we look in the same chapter, and we're going to look in verse 3. I'm going to read a few verses here. But speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year, ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. So, you know, it was very important that they took this specific lamb, right? And they were to what? Not only were they to take it, but they also were to set it aside, right? And so the lamb that was without blemish, so, you know, that would have been something with no scars, something that was healthy, disease-free, you know, no skin problems, something that was in all manner of speaking, perfect. And so we see that example for us, as we also see the example of Jesus, don't we? We see the Lamb of God, that it couldn't have been one of us. It couldn't have been somebody of that time, somebody that was sinful. It was somebody who was sinless. It was somebody that was perfect. And there was only one person that could meet that criteria. And so we see this example here of how the Israelites are going to be saved by doing what God had instructed, by taking the perfect lamb, the blood of the perfect lamb. That same example for us today is the blood of the perfect lamb of God that was shed for us. And, you know, we have to accept that for it to be applied for us, just like they had to apply this. You know, they could have believed that maybe this was the truth, but if they didn't follow through and if they didn't apply the blood, then that death angel wouldn't have crossed over. He wouldn't have kept going past their house. And so, you know, Pharaoh had all these opportunities with these different plagues, but he wouldn't let the Israelites go. But this was going to be the one that let the Israelites go free. So tonight we're going to go ahead and separate into our class time, and then we'll kind of break this down a little further. Does anybody have anything else before we dismiss into our separate classes? And I, nothing else. And I think, who's normally the teacher of that class, Sean?